now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day and happy Thursday, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByLineUSA. We do have a big two-hour extravaganza on tap for you, and we'll set the table on the other side. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we run down the myriad of devices that you can use and myriad of ways you can use your devices to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go so that you can listen to great programming like the Spano and Black Attack. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing on TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility. You can download it to an Android device, an Apple device, a PC, or just go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content, again, from Sports Byline. And they also have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day. And we couldn't be more thankful for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big two-hour extravaganza here on the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at BobBlack71. We'll tip it off right after this very short timeout.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel quality guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax and substitutions extra.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price of participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, we tip off this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack talking NBA. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the attack. Again, if you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. We'll quickly set the table and dive right in. The focus of this show is going to be the NBA. Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals in the books. We'll recap that, and then we'll get into our takeaways as to why we are where we are in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll look ahead to Game 5 Western Conference Finals as well, give you our thoughts on that one. And then there's a lot of other NBA news which we're going to dive into as well. Perhaps Memphis is finally going to get a new coach. Joakim Noah, done with the Bulls. Well, it depends who you ask. He's a free agent. And if you read one Chicago newspaper, says he's done with the Bulls. You read another Chicago newspaper, it says he's not. We got that and a whole lot more, but it's going to be NBA most of the way. As time permits, because we're going guest-free today, it's just going to be me and Bob. As time permits, towards the back end of the show, perhaps some NFL news, perhaps some fun other fun kicker-type stories. We got all kinds of things that we can dive into. But most of the way, the focus is going to be the NBA as the conference finals roll along. And in some cases, look like they're getting near their conclusions, and we're readying for what has the potential to be, depending on matchup, an outstanding NBA Finals. That said, we should probably jump right in and start with the Cleveland Cavaliers' evisceration of the Toronto Raptors, 116-78, to take a very important 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. The long and short of it here, Cavs take the always pivotal Game 5 in a best-of-7 series. You know, we talk about it a lot. You know, anytime the teams are protecting serve on their home floor in a 7-game series, Game 5 always becomes that pivotal game. And in this case, you had the Cavaliers and the Raptors holding serve on their home floor. The Cavs finished first in the Eastern Conference, have home court advantage. Game 5 becomes the pivotal game. And the Cavaliers take that pivotal Game 5 in commanding fashion. And now they're poised to head to the NBA Finals. Because the realities are, stats show, 7-game series, that team that wins Game 5, especially when they're 2-2, usually goes on to win the series. In this case, Cavs are up 3-2. They still got another game at home, Game 7, but they dismantled the Raptors, and now in Game 6, this goes to the Air Canada Center, which certainly the Toronto Raptors, while confident because of their abilities at home, on their heels because of the way they got blown out, number one. And number two, they've also got their backs to the wall, and there is zero margin for error. They've come through in these situations before, but this is different. they haven't played the Cleveland Cavaliers in this sort of situation in the postseason before. And the realities are, when LeBron smells that blood in the water, he usually gets his team over the top. You know, in postseason history with LeBron, he's 8-1 in series where he's had a 3-2 series advantage, including a perfect 3-0 in conference finals. So I fully expect LeBron to take care of his business, whether it be in Game 6 or ultimately in a deciding Game 7. But I expect LeBron and the Cavs to take care of their business and move on in advance to the NBA Finals. And, you know, it was funny. I was reading something as I was getting ready for today, and finally the odds makers have gone on board with me. They've been a little slow to move. I anointed the Cavs the favorite to win the NBA title about 2 weeks ago. Well, finally, one of the sports books, the Boveda, out in Vegas has caught up with me, and the Cavs are now a 7-5 favorite to win the NBA title, while the Thunder's 8-5, the Warriors are the third choice at 3-1, and the Raptors are 25-1, which is why, again, as I said, I ultimately expect, you know, the Cavs to eventually dispatch the Raptors. I think there's a very good chance it's in Game 6, but I certainly think if it's not Game 6, it will be Game 7. Now, with this game, I guess the long and short of it, it was over early. Kevin Love got off to a good start. The Cavs as a team got off to a good start. And literally, 3 minutes in, the Cavaliers took over. They got involved, they took control, and they really never looked back. They went on a big 17-3 run to close the first quarter that put them firmly in control. They didn't let up in the second quarter, and really, it was all Cavs 65-34 at halftime, Bob.
Yeah, and, you know, I was looking at the post-game conferences and everything else, and business-like. That's the way it was described, business-like. And, you know, I think it was a bit disrespectful to Toronto, but I understand where LeBron was coming from. They didn't take care of their business on the road. They were, I guess, maybe in the mindset a little bit of how we approach it, in that, you know, if until you lose at home, you're not really in trouble in a series. So they took care of their business on their home court. And it was in a business-like manner. They just crushed them.
And this was over as quick as any game I've seen, even in this year's playoffs, where the volume of blowout games is record-setting. I think this is the eighth. Yeah, it's the eighth 30-plus point margin in a playoff game in one playoffs. That's a record. I mean, it's been amazing how many, you know, while it's been a fun and entertaining playoffs all around, an awful lot of blowouts. But that said, businesslike is a good way to describe it. I thought dominating was a better way. And really, I had talked about how it was over early. You know, really after the first 3 minutes, it was all Cleveland Cavaliers. They closed out that first quarter with that big 17-3 run that put them firmly in control. There was no blowback. There was no fight back from the Raptors. It was 65-34 at halftime. And actually, the Cavaliers' big three actually outscored the Raptors at the half 43-34 to show you how effective their big three was and how dangerous the Cavaliers are when all three members of that big three are on, and how bad the Raptors had played. And they didn't even make a mini run or anything in the third quarter. And really, by middle of the third quarter, this one was in garbage time. None of the important players for the Cavs played in the fourth quarter. Everybody got rest. Everybody played less than 30 minutes. It was a top-to-tail domination by the Cleveland Cavaliers of the Toronto Raptors. I guess the good news for the Raptors, yeah, you lost Game 5 and your backs are against the wall and it's a season on the brink, but it doesn't matter whether you lose by 2 or 102. It's still only one game. Game 6 is in your building where you've held serve throughout this series. So go north of the border, take them to the Air Canada Center and take care of your business. I don't know if they can do it on Friday night, but they've done it thus far in this series.
Well, and that's it. You know, as we're fond of saying, you're holding serve, therefore you're still in it. And that's it. You have to put it in the rearview mirror. I think it's a very good way to put it. You know, a couple of things, getting their big man back on the court, although, you know, there was obviously a lot of rust. He had no rebounds. Biombo did not have, well, nobody had a good game, so it's not right to point the finger at him. But reality is you're going home. So shake it off. I'm sure that's the message Casey had to his guys. And you go forward in Toronto and hope that you can get it done and bring it back to Cleveland.
I mean, that's really about the size of it. You've got to shake off a defeat like this. Because, again, backs are against the wall. Yes, I get it. But still only one loss. It's not like it counts twice and there is no game six. So go play game six and play your rear ends off. We'll talk about it more on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we're talking about the complete and utter destruction of Toronto by Cleveland. But as Joe very aptly pointed out, it's one game. It's not like it counts twice. It's not like it ends the series. You go back to Toronto and the Air Canada Center, and you hope for the best. You need to get better effort, obviously, out of your backcourt. who did not perform well yet again in a pressure spot, but they did perform well at home. And so you're going to hang your hat on anything. That's it. And the fact that you got your big 7-footer back, although on a limited basis, and maybe he can make a difference within this series as well and take it back to Cleveland.
An interesting point. You know, it's really hard to criticize any one guy or any group of guys for the Toronto Raptors for this performance. Lowry and DeRozan weren't bad. They weren't awful in this game five. They just never really got rolling. The ball never moved. They turned the ball over 18 times. They got beaten on the boards. They got beaten up in every way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one thing Toronto shouldn't do is get beat on the boards by a small Cavaliers group. You know, I mean, I've talked a lot about it as it relates to the Cavaliers. They give up defense and rebounding for floor spacing, ball movement, and a free-flowing offense. And when they beat you on the boards, on the boards overall 48-27, despite the fact that they shoot better than you do, and they beat you on the offensive glass 10-5, and they beat you in turnovers 18-16, and they beat you in assists 23-19, they beat them in every possible way. The Raptors got outshot, the ball didn't move, they didn't rebound, they didn't get second chance opportunities, they didn't get points in the paint. They really didn't do anything right, and the game was over so quickly. And what I was amazed about, yeah, you get blowouts in these games, and we've seen, you know, a rash of blowouts throughout these conference finals. While the series have been compelling, there have been a lot of blowout finishes and a lot of final tallies of 20-plus or 30-plus. But even within those blowouts, the team that gets blown out more often than not makes some sort of run to challenge the team that is doing the blowing out. And then the team that's scoring the blowout usually spreads things out again. In this one, the Raptors, they never made any kind of charge. They were literally in the game for about 3 minutes. Love took off. He got hot. He started hitting shots. He hit a couple of shots on the interior first. Then he went out and he moved out to the perimeter. You know, and he made his first 6 shots in the early going. And really got the Cavaliers rolling. As I said, you know, they had that big 17-3 run to close out the first quarter, and you're like, oh boy, it's 37-19. Mm-hmm. The Raptors are in trouble. But at the same time, I said to myself as I'm watching this, well, if you've watched this series, that second quarter's always been big in determining which way the game is going to go. So if the Raptors can have the big second quarter and tighten this one up, it's anybody's game in the second half. Well, what do they do? After putting up 19 points in the first quarter, they come out. You didn't think it could get worse. Well, it did. 15 points in the second quarter while giving up 28. And again, as I said, you find yourself on the wrong end of a 65-34 tally at halftime. And then even in the third quarter, you know, you go back to Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City had put up 72 in the first half, and they were blowing out Golden State. Well, in the third quarter, Klay Thompson came in and single-handedly brought the Warriors back to within hailing distance before OKC ran away with it in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Well, Cleveland comes out. Toronto doesn't even put up a fight. They allow Cleveland the third quarter to put up 35 more. And this one is a complete laugher, and it's in garbage time by the middle of the third quarter. So to me, that's what shocked me most of all about this game, is there was no stand by Toronto. There was not one single charge towards making this one competitive. And it's hard for me to say, and I heard Dwayne Casey talk about sense of urgency. Well, I find it hard to believe that the Raptors, in a pivotal game five and a 7-game series in the Eastern Conference Finals, wouldn't be able to match the sense of urgency of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But when you watch the game, it in many ways appears to have been exactly what happened. They couldn't match the intensity and effort of the Cavaliers, and they got their doors blown off.
Well, if they weren't able to match it, or they weren't prepared two magic, because I agree with you. At the very start of that, you made a lot of points in there. What you said was 100% accurate. There's no single finger point at anybody on the team. It was a collective suck is what it was. And so if you're going to point a finger at anybody for not having the intensity and not being ready and not being prepared to go on the court and match Cleveland intensity for intensity, moment for moment, you know, throw it up and see who wins. Sometimes the ball goes down more often for the other team than it does for your team. Then you got to point it to Dwayne Casey, because they're stepping off the plane and coming out of the hotel and they just got their doors blown off. I mean, look, anytime, and I don't care who the NBA team is and what quarter you can try to make it up in, if you have three quarters where you score in the teens, you're going to lose the basketball game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, and then you as you said, 26 points, okay. But you allow your opponent to score 35 in the same quarter. So nothing was getting done. And we talk about it all the time. In certain instances, and we talked about it in the OKC San Antonio series, game three may have ended up being the pivotal game. We always point at game five. Game three looked like it might be it and maybe is it in that series. Here it was definitively game five, and your team wasn't ready, period. They didn't come out. So, you know, it's all good. We talked about the fact, well, you know, it's a blowout. Okay, great. But the effort, the intensity, the lack of any type of competitive aspect of this basketball game, that's what I would be scared about going back to Toronto. Yeah, you can put the game itself in the rearview mirror. But why didn't these guys come out with any level of this is urgent? That would worry me if I'm a Toronto fan.
Like I said, the fact that they never made a stand and as you said, it's shocking. You know, this was such an important game. It's the most important game in the history of the franchise, and you didn't make one stand. You got blown out in the first quarter. And, you know, we can throw all the numbers out there I want. There's really no looking back. And now the realities are it's a Cavs team with two games left that only has to win one, and one's in their building. And LeBron over his career, and I mentioned this early on, 8-1 in playoff series with a 3-2 lead. They're 8-1 in the series, you know. So 8 out of 9 times when his team goes up 3-2 in a series in the playoffs, LeBron's teams win, and they're a perfect 3-0 in conference finals in those circumstances. So in my mind, just based on everything that's unfolded in front of us, it's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when the Cleveland Cavaliers dispatch a very game Toronto Raptors group who did some very nice things in the regular season. It's turned out that they've, and I hate to put together their eulogy now, but I'll do a quick version of it. They put together some very nice things in the playoffs. The offseason's coming. They can do some minor tweaking to this roster, and with just a little bit of tweaking, I think they potentially could be real dangerous. Or, and this is something after they get eliminated we could talk about further, do they decide because of the inconsistency and at times historically bad play of their two all-stars that our construction is flawed and we may have to blow this thing up because we can't lean on those guys to have big-time success in the playoffs, and that means we can only get so far? I mean, it's a question worth asking, and we'll probably dive into that further after the Cavaliers dispatch the Toronto Raptors. As I said, it's not if, it's when. And once they do, I think that's something worth talking about for us, because you have to wonder if you can have ultimate success when you're built around two all-star guards who have been at times historically bad in the postseason.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but, you know, recognize a couple of things. Number one, one of those guards may be moving on anyway. And the second thing is that, I think this is where their management team comes into play, and they got some smart guys up there.
Masai Ujiri is a genius.
Yes, he is. And I would imagine part of that discussion in the offseason, and, you know, we'll get into it here and pick it up on the other side, will be whether or not, as you said, their guards underachieve. So one may be walking out the door anyway. If that ends up happening, you have to turn around and look at that big man in the middle and ask a couple of questions. One, had he been healthy, would this have been a different series? Well, you're taking it to six anyway, at least. So from that aspect of it, you were competitive, albeit not in last night's game. Can you build the team around him where he's the primary focus with your guard who's going to be sticking around, unless you decide to blow the whole thing up, which I doubt, and then go in that direction and make sure that your front court guy is your dominant offensive player in concert with one of your backcourt guys? If you retain both, maybe you got something going. It's an interesting dilemma.
We'll talk about it. We'll shelve that discussion till the Raptors get eliminated. On the other side, we'll wrap up Cavs-Raptors talk and switch to Game 5 Western Conference Finals. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Cleveland, Toronto is the subject, and it was just an annihilation that hopefully for Toronto fans they can recover from.
Yeah, I mean... Well said. I think, you know, the Air Canada Center will be rocking. Jurassic
sure.
Park will be rocking. Toronto has figured out how to take advantage of that home court advantage, and they've done a good job throughout these playoffs. You know, after being shaky in many ways in those first two rounds against I guess, inferior and limited competition, the Pacers due to a lack of talent and the Heat due to injury. The Toronto Raptors have shown tough and shown their mettle and shown their talent. They are a young team on the come, and I think there's a chance for some very good things. There are some questions, and I think a key going forward for the Raptors in this series, if they're to prolong this, is you have to keep that Cleveland offense from getting rolling early. Unlike most teams, I think you talk about most teams in the NBA and whether they're known for their offense or not, there's usually this common thread that their defense is what seems to set up their offense and what seems to get their offense rolling. Well, in Cleveland, it's the opposite. When their offense isn't humming, mm-hmm. it affects everything, and their defense, and they end up playing some awful defensive games. I don't think the Cavaliers, as they're constituted right now, will ever be on a night-in, night-out basis a good defensive team. But when they get that old rolling, when they get that offense going, they seem to hit another gear defensively, and they're able to do things. And that's really what you saw last night. You know, you saw them very aggressive on defense, closing out, you know, getting into passing lanes, switching quickly. You know, they were committed on the defensive end last night. And when that offense is going, it leads to good things on the defensive end, as opposed to most teams where the defense leads to good things on the offensive end and the defense sets up the offense. With the Cavaliers, it's their offense in so many ways that sets up their defense, and their defense seems to fuel itself on proficient offense when that offense is going. So I think it's a key for Cleveland in Game 6, and in turn for the Raptors in Game 6, to, if you're the Raptors, don't let that Cleveland offense get off to a good start. And if you're the Cavaliers, make sure your offense gets off to a good start, because it really seems to be the thing that fuels your success.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit for being a better defensive team than that, but I agree with the way they're motivated in what you just said. It is offense first, then defense. Their vulnerability is obviously in the middle, and even at that, we've had some guests on who have spoken to the fact that Kevin Love has really made the effort on defense in the middle. But I think if you want to narrow it down a little bit, that's kind of where you need to point, because when Love is in his flow in particular, then he seems to be more motivated to give it up on the other end as well with the defense. And he was in it last night. You're always going to get consistent defense out of LeBron. Kyrie makes the effort. You know, it's not always there, but he does make the effort. And, you know, Love in many ways ends up being the key, because if they can go on all cylinders and the big three is firing as they were last night, well, it's no mystery. Tyronn Lue is letting you know what he's going to do. It's all going to revolve around them. They're going small. They're playing offensive ball. And if that ends up being the case, we're going to win the basketball game, and you're not.
That's it in a nutshell. That's absolutely it in a nutshell. I mean, there's really not much more I have. You know, in many ways, there's really nothing left. You know, we're going to go to Toronto on Friday night for Game 6, and we'll see what transpires here.
Yeah.
As, you know, home teams have won every game in this series, and with these two teams all year long, whether it be in the regular season or the postseason, home team's been big for these teams, because whenever these teams match up, it's the home team that wins. If you're the Cavaliers, you're basically trying to reverse that trend. You want to get out to the good start early, take a team who's got their back against the wall, get that double-digit lead, and see if you can make them lay down like they did in Game 5. For the Raptors, force the Cavaliers to a tough start and get out early, and there's your chance for victory in Game 6.
Well, let me ask you this, and you know, we were talking about it at the beginning of the series when it looked like it was going to be a blowout. And we were talking about the fact that if they got swept or they only managed to win one game, yeah, they made steps, but it's still going to be a very disappointing season, because they looked like they were going to be the team in the East that could truly compete with Cleveland. And if they didn't compete, then you were going to really have to take a hard look at this basketball team and find out what the heck was going on with it and why they couldn't rise to the occasion. Well, now they've dragged this series to six games. Let's just speculate a little bit here and say they win in game six and they take it back to Cleveland. Is that enough where it's a successful season? Or if they lose in game six, is it enough that they got it to game six that it's a successful season for Cleveland? Or that do they truly have to reexamine it because they're just not on the level of the team that will be going to the NBA Finals?
And you mean Toronto. Okay. Regardless, this season ends Friday. It's a successful season for the Raptors. They got to the conference finals. They've got to place they haven't gotten before. They gutted through the first two rounds of the playoffs with up and down and inconsistent results against overmatched competition, but then matched up against, well, for lack of a better word, the very best that the NBA has to offer. And I don't think anybody's going to argue right now that the Cleveland Cavaliers are amongst, if not the very best, that the NBA has to offer. They will have accorded themselves quite well. After everybody, including yours truly, had written them off, they accorded themselves quite well, and they took this series to six games, and they gave the Cavaliers their first challenge of the 2016 postseason. So regardless of where it goes from here, the season is successful. They have some key pieces that they have to decide on whether they want to keep and where they're going to, how they're going to tweak this thing and what direction they're going to take this franchise in the future. Because this offseason will be very, very important. Right decisions, and they're right there contending with the Cleveland Cavaliers over the next couple of years and some others as teams get better and better in the Eastern Conference playoff chase and have a real chance of going to the NBA Finals. Wrong decisions, bad fortune, and they fall back to the pack and they become one of those middle of the pack type playoff teams in the East. And, you know, they've got some key decisions. You know, it's DeRozan that's a free agent, I believe, in the offseason.
Right.
Bismack Biyombo is also a free agent. And I understand what Valachunas has shown. To me, he's shown that he can be the bell cow offensive guy coupled with one of these guards. And maybe that takes the sting out of their postseason inconsistencies, as you alluded to last segment. But you're looking at a team in the Western Conference Finals right now in the Oklahoma City Thunder that is the longest team in the NBA. And maybe, and I know Biyombo's going to demand a lot of money. And with the money out there, there's going to be a team that pays him. But I'm of the mindset that it's every bit as important as bringing back DeRozan. It may be just as important to bring back Bismack Biyombo in that Biyombo is athletic enough, and we've seen it at times where he's guarding LeBron James, that you can play Biyombo and Valachunas together in some Twin Towers looks. And I think that in this offseason, as you make some of these very important decisions, if you bring back Biyombo and pair him with Valachunas and add a upgrade the power forward spot along with some of the other things you have cooking, you may really be able to reshape and tweak this team just a little bit to the point where they're a true contender for an NBA title in that they'll have size, physicality, athleticism in the front court, and you can count on them out-rebounding people every night and winning the points in the paint battle along with some elite perimeter play. I think regardless of where this ends up, it's a successful season. Masai Ujiri's got some hard decisions in the offseason that will go a long way towards shaping the future of the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I was alluding to. And look, some of that may be decided for him, and we'll get into that when the series is over. But I agree. No matter what, I think it's a successful season. And because they have taken the integral steps to move forward. But in the NBA, and it's a year-by-year roster in a lot of instances, if you're standing still, you're probably going backwards. So I would imagine there will be some change. They'll, like I said, some of it may end up being made for them. But I think they can hang their hat on the fact that they've got a couple of really, really good young players. Are they top 10 players? No. Is the potential there to maybe be? Yeah. There's, you know, certainly in Valanciunas, he could end up being the second best center in the league. I ain't putting anybody in front of Boogie Cousins. But, you know, he could end up being the second best center in the league. And if you got to start somewhere, that ain't a bad place to start.
No, and Kyle Lowry, of an all-star point guard whose shortcomings in the postseason at times are unnerving to be kind, but you need a point guard, and here's the big reason you need a point guard. If you're going to end up building a lot of your offense around the center, well, you need somebody to get him the ball. Point guard's the guy that's going to get him the ball. And so, you know, I'm very intrigued with the future of the Toronto Raptors, and I'm really, really a believer that bringing back Bismack Biyombo is extremely important for them, almost regardless of the size of the raise. Just because of what I talked about before with that Twin Towers effect and his athleticism and some of the things that they can do, it would be very, very exciting. And honestly, if Terrence Ross can emerge,
yeah,
that's something, if they were to lose DeRozan, that would take a lot of the sting out of it. Terrence Ross is an extremely talented young player. His inconsistencies at times can be maddening, but the talent is clearly there. And if he can get past some of that inconsistency and consistently be what he shows you at times that he can be and what he gives you glimpses of, he'd certainly take the sting out of losing DeMar DeRozan if that were what was to happen in Toronto.
If DeMar DeRozan walks out the door, in a way it almost makes management's decision a little bit easier because they'll have some cash flexibility and maybe they can overpay a guy like Biyombo to stay, even though he might not exactly be worth the money that they're giving him. It's going to be a very tough decision for them because, you know, again, he's not a franchise player, but he's a very important piece of your puzzle. Hard to let him go. It would be very difficult to let him go with the impact he's had in these playoffs.
Now, are you sure DeRozan's a free agent in the offseason?
I believe he is.
All right, because I'm.
I'll look it up on a break.
Look it up in a break and double check because I don't know that he is, and I think their biggest decisions are going to revolve around keeping Bismack Biyombo number one, if DeRozan is a free agent, keeping him, but also upgrading that power forward spot. Well, that's how we'll tie a bow around hour one. We'll talk about those things on the other side and get you ready for hour two next here on The Attack. So keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We get ready to wrap up hour one here. And just to clarify things, he's not a UFA, Joe. He is a player opt-out, and he's going to opt out. And there's been a lot of rumbling about he wants to play in L.A. and go back to where his college ball was being played. And if that ends up being the case, they'll have to make that decision. But it's almost a certainty that he's going to opt out. That's the stuff I've been reading all season. But just to be clear about it, he's unrestricted free agent, and the team has his bird rights.
Well, he's not an unrestricted. He opts out. It's a player option. He'll opt out because of all the new money out there. And the same thing with Bismack Biyombo. He's another one. He's not an unrestricted free agent. He's got an opt out, and he's going to opt out as well and test the market with his value. And the team will have, and Toronto will have his bird rights as well. So, you know, if I'm the Raptors, I'd like to keep both guys. But I really do believe if I keep both guys with the shortcomings of the backcourt players as far as consistency, I'm starting to flip the focus of this team a little bit towards Jonas Valanciunas as far as being the guy with those guys in tow behind him. And I'm putting together an identity where I do a lot of Twin Towers as I really want to bring back Bismack Biyombo. And I'll even overpay to do it because the numbers are all changing in the NBA. So what we would deem as overpay may not be overpaying at all because a whole bunch of teams have a whole lot of money to give and somebody's going to give it to them.
No, that's true. It's very true.
All right, that's a wrap on hour one. Hour two, we'll look ahead to Game 5, Western Conference Finals. Hit a bunch of other NBA news as there's a lot before we get into some other things around the world of sports. And take your calls, of course, at 800-878-PLAY. And your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. We're going to step aside for the news now, and then we'll be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Severe weather strikes the central United States yesterday, and more severe weather is expected today. Here's USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Cleanup and recovery efforts follow tornado-caused damage in central Kansas.
At least 20 homes north of Abilene were damaged or destroyed when a large half-mile-wide tornado tore through the area Wednesday evening. The twister remained on the ground for nearly 90 minutes, and it also damaged several homes and downed power lines near Chapman, Kansas. The storm also produced 2-inch hail, powerful winds in excess of 60 miles per hour, and heavy rains. No injuries have been reported in connection with the storm.
Bernie Sanders wants to debate Donald Trump. Trump was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and Kimmel said he asked the Democratic presidential candidate to submit a question for Trump. Sanders wanted to know if the two could debate before the California primaries. Trump said yes. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A multi-state lawsuit is filed against a recent Obama administration order concerning school bathrooms. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Obama administration is now being sued by 11 states over a directive on bathroom access for transgender students. As Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's announced the lawsuit, saying the federal government's trying to punish schools that won't go along with that directive. Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin also involved in that lawsuit against the order that the federal government calls significant guidance, as it was released recently by the U.S. Justice Department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities brace for more protests outside McDonald's corporate headquarters in Illinois. Hundreds of protesters demanding a higher minimum wage marched in heavy rain yesterday. The company shutting down the site in anticipation of the rally. More demonstrations are expected today during their shareholders meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
For a second day in a row, protests turned violent outside a Donald Trump rally, this time in California. Here's USA Radio's Joe Gomez.
Several people arrested outside a Donald Trump rally in Anaheim, California yesterday. The arrests came after some protesters hurled bottles at police while others tried to climb over barricades. Inside the rally, Trump blasted Clinton for her email problems.
She's as crooked as they come. She had a little bad news today, as you know, from some reports came down weren't so good.
I'm Joe Gomez.
Millennials likely will not flood the voting booths this fall. USA Radio's Jason Wirt with the story.
Poll after poll shows Hillary Clinton with huge unfavorable ratings among millennials, and that could drive down voter turnout in 2016, according to millennial political analyst Salvador Lamastra.
The turnout will be definitely less than 2008 or 12. And I think the ones that do turn out, it'll be a tight race between Trump and Clinton.
Lamastra told USA Radio News if Bernie Sanders endorses Clinton, that could further alienate young voters away from the Democratic Party. I'm Jason Wirt.
Verizon says striking workers are illegally harassing their replacements. Union officials say there's no evidence to support that claim and that Verizon's trying to stifle their right to protest. A Delaware judge could decide who's right in court today. Verizon filing a motion last month asking the court to bar picketers from harassing non-union employees. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
We could do that, or you could use a chair. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. But in today's day and age, it's not only the fact that you're tuning us in somewhere in the country, if you're driving to work or whatever the circumstances are, but it's the way you go about getting the Spano and Black Attack, and it's all about the platforms, and it's all about radio on the go, and Joe's here to explain it to you.
Exactly right, Bob. There's so many ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you. Take advantage of it, whether you have an Android device, an Apple device, or even, you know, a Windows-based PC-type device, convertible, whatever it might be. You can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you in so many ways, starting with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, just a ton of interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or entertainment. All that and more is available at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is an app that I love. You can download it to your Apple device, your Android device, a PC, especially if you got the new Windows 10 where you can download apps. Or you can just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, you can download this app to any device you can think of. You can also just go to TuneIn.com. Again, there's also tons of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they too have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Thank you for your service. Greatly appreciated. Come home soon.
Well said. On the other side, we'll set the table for hour two and start knocking things down. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Colonel Sanders here for Kentucky Fried Chicken, and let me tell you, if you've got a hungry family of four, or four hungry friends, or maybe just four hungry people you only kind of know, well, fill them all up with a KFC $20 fill-up, made hot and fresh every day, with eight pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, two large mashed potatoes and gravy, a side of coleslaw, and four biscuits, all for just $20. KFC, Colonel Quality Guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax and substitutions extra.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price of participation vary.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is your thing. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we set this buffet up and start devouring us some sports, Joe?
Exactly. Well, that's a good idea, Bob. And I think in hour two, we're going to stay. It's going to be a lot of NBA. I don't know how much more we're going to get to. NBA going to be the focus. We'll start by previewing Game 5, Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors on the brink of elimination, and we'll dive into exactly why they how they got to this point and what they can do to keep them from becoming a footnote in NBA history. After that, we'll dive into a number of different things around the world of basketball, everything from Joakim Noah, done or not done with the Bulls. It depends which Chicago newspaper you ask. That I thought was funny. I was doing my prep this morning, and we'll dive into that in just a little bit. And, you know, it really spotlights. You know, talk about perspectives.
Let's get that head. No, it's not differing perspectives. It's what we always talk about. Let's get that headline out there. Let's get it out there quick. No facts, nothing to back it up, but let's get it out there.
Let's see who's right and who's wrong, and we'll discuss that in just a little bit. NBA all-defensive teams named, and it looks like the Grizz may end up getting their man as they are offering their head coaching job to very well-respected Heat assistant David Fizdale. So those are some of the directions we're going to go. If time permits the back end, we'll mix it up with some other things, some fun, some serious. All that more is upcoming here on The Attack in this hour, Bob. So why don't we take it away by talking Game 5, Western Conference Finals. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors, down 3-1, are on the brink of elimination. And, you know, you start talking about, well, how'd they get to this point? There's a couple of things I've seen. Number one is Billy Donovan, and I saw this, and I don't know if you follow Zach Buckley on Twitter, and he's regular friend of the show. I thought this was a great tweet from Zach. If there was a coach of the playoffs, it'd have to be Billy Donovan. And I think that's been one of the key things that has the Oklahoma City Thunder in the position they're in. In game one, he won with his big lineup and his Twin Tower look, and he dominated Golden State with that. You go back to the earlier series against both Dallas and San Antonio. He used his Twin Tower looks to dominate and control both of those series. Then all of a sudden, in game three, out of nowhere, he pulls out a small ball lineup of his own to challenge the Golden State Warriors' death lineup. And that lineup for the last two games of this series has kicked the crap out of the Golden State Warriors' death lineup. So to me, one of the big keys thus far has been the coaching of Billy Donovan, who in many ways has outcoached some of the game's best in Rick Carlisle, Greg Popovich, and Steve Kerr throughout these playoffs.
Look, you're not going to get any disagreement out of me. When they made the move, I was all for it. I felt that Donovan could coach on any level. I always felt that Brooks had limitations as far as who he was willing to use and why he was willing to use them. And look, the regular season in the NBA, Joe, is a huge grind. We both get it. We understand it. It's very difficult to play at an elite level all the time. And Brooks managed to do that with the basketball team. But when the playoffs came around with Oklahoma City, the lack of flexibility, the lack of creativity, the lack of being on the level of a Popovich or a Carlisle or a Steve Kerr, even though Kerr has a very young coaching career at this point in time, was exposed more and more. And you know, a lot of the speculation involving Durant leaving town, and they can talk all they want about how he liked Brooks and all that. I get all that. But when players look at coaches and how far they're able to take basketball teams, messages being lost in the locker room, things along those lines, that goes into their decision process as well. And when they made the move, I looked at it and I said, about damn time. And we talk about the San Antonio coaching tree and management tree and everything else. Presti sensed it as well. And he was in a situation where it was like, we've leveled off. We've topped off with this, and we're not going to go any further. He made the call. So far, it has been the right call, and you have to give a lot of credit as far as that goes. But his creativity, his ability, as you said, to win small, to win big, to go up against the death lineup and everything else, shows his mettle as a basketball coach. Many coaches coach afraid when they get into these situations. He doesn't. He's willing to take chances. He's not in over his head against any of these guys. And unlike some guys that, like I said, coach afraid, he's not one of them. And he's going to make his moves, and if they fail, so be it. You can criticize. But if they succeed, which they have been doing so far, you go get yourself to the NBA Finals.
You know, it's funny. You talked about Scotty Brooks losing his job and Billy Donovan coming in and replacing him. And you talked about what Billy Donovan has done. You know, I kind of brought it up, and you kind of followed along here. And you talked about initially concerns that this group of players, because they had an affinity for Scotty Brooks, might be resistant to the change. I read a great article by one of our old friends, Barry Tremel, out of the Oklahoman.
Right.
And he talked about the fact that each and every one of these veterans, young or old, there aren't that many old veterans on this roster, a lot of young veterans, all said one thing. They were going to give Billy Donovan a chance, and it wasn't about, you know how a lot of times when the coach comes in from the college game and we always talk about, well, he's got to show the NBA players that he's worthy of being their coach. This group of Oklahoma City Thunder players said quite the opposite. They said, hey, he's the coach, he's in charge, we'll do whatever he tells us, and it's really about us showing him that we deserve to play. And that, you know, and really they bought in a major way. It was, you know, so many times, again, as I said, we talk about these college coaches come in and it's about, you know, they have to show the players that they're worthy of having them buy in. This was kind of the other way around, and everybody alluded to it. It basically, you know, whether it was Steven Adams or Kevin Durant, and they talked about it and they said the following, and here's a quote from Durant from the article. You know, for us, it shouldn't even be that way, meaning, you know, where the coach has to show the players he's worthy of being their coach. He actually said it's vice versa. He's the coach. He's the leader. He's going to be here. So we have to prove to him that we can go out there and follow the game plan from training camp from day one. That we're going to follow what he wants to do. That's how he weeds out who plays and who doesn't. So it was a great article. It talked about that. It talked about Billy Donovan right after getting the job. He called Stephen Adams down in Australia and had a talk with him. And Stephen Adams asked him, you know, what do I have to do to get better? And they talked, and basically Stephen Adams said, and I'm paraphrasing now, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. You're the coach. So there they bought in a major, major way. And Billy Donovan, you talked about how he used the regular season and how he used the regular season and other coaches use it compared to some other coaches. Did a lot of experimenting in this regular season. It was an uneven regular season despite their 55 wins. They had a lot of trouble closing out games. They've certainly gotten past that. They tinkered with lineups. Billy Donovan's put a lot of lineups out there over the course of the year. Some have worked, some haven't, some he's gone back to, some he hasn't. So he did a lot of tinkering in this regular season to get them ready for the postseason run. And the fact that the players have bought in, his ingenuity coupled with not being a formula coach has paid off handsomely for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I really think it's one of the key reasons that they're where they are at this point in the season. And that's up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors, with the Warriors and their historic 73-win season on the brink of elimination.
Well, you know, let's talk about that on the other side, because to me it not only goes to the fact that Donovan has been a terrific coach, but leadership, and leadership from one particular player, and we'll pick it up there on the other side.
That's a great idea. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByLineUSA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, not exactly words exchanged between coach and players on the Oklahoma City Thunder roster. And before we went to the break, that's exactly what we were talking about, the fact that leadership, and what I mean by leadership, Joe, sometimes shows itself through silence or acquiescence in the case of some of these players. And it all started with Kevin Durant. And look, I'm glad Steven Adams and Billy Donovan had a phone call and it mattered. But Kevin Durant, as we've talked about year in and year out with the San Antonio Spurs and Tim Duncan and Greg Popovich and David Robinson, if your key guy buys in, everybody else has to follow. And he set the tone by buying in early. You notice who wasn't quoted in that article, and that was Russell Westbrook.
I don't know that he wasn't. I don't remember. I pulled it up,
and right. It was a terrific article. You were spot on right with it. But, you know, if you look at it, any player who's a star can make life difficult for a coach. Doesn't matter what the sport, what the team is. The fact that Durant got in line immediately and said, we have to prove to him, not the other way around. That makes everybody else get in line. There can't be dissension if one of the best players in the league says, I'm in line behind this guy. And that makes the coach's job so much easier. And I'm not saying that Westbrook, don't misunderstand me here. I'm not saying he would have stirred the pot in the wrong way or anything else. But as soon as Durant got in line, everybody else on that team had no choice but to get in line as well. And it made Billy Donovan's job a lot easier. And he has proved the worth of what the players did for him. And he has not been outcoached. And he's been creative. And he hasn't coached scared. And all the things that we talked about in the previous segment. And here they are on the cusp of going to the finals in his first year. And yet again, it shows that Sam Presti knows how to run a damn basketball organization.
He really does. Comes off that San Antonio Spurs tree. And you read the article, you found the article, and one of the things that Sam Presti talked about, and he even talked about it at the time of the hire in particular, and Barry makes mention of this, tactical competence of Billy Donovan. Basically what he was saying is that Scotty Brooks had taken us as far as he could because from a tactical standpoint, he wasn't near the coach that he believed Billy Donovan to be, and he was of the mindset that the X's and O's here could make a difference, and they have. You know, sometimes in the NBA, and a lot of times I've been a believer, hey, roll out the balls, get out of the way. This is a player's league. But every once in a while, after you're done massaging those egos, getting everybody in line and getting the most out of them, if you do have that tactical competence, as Sam Presti mentioned when he hired Billy Donovan, it can make a difference. And he tinkered with lineups all year long. And as you talked about in the last segment, different coaches use the regular season different ways. It's a long grind. It's not necessarily about winning the most games. It's about being in the playoffs and peaking at the right time, much like a fighter training for a boxing match or an MMA fight. And Billy used this season, this 82-game regular season, as a way to figure out what works, what doesn't, learn the NBA. It was a big learning experience for them. And come the postseason, they overcame a lot of their ills that showed in the regular season, and he had quite a few tricks up his sleeve as it relates to a variety of ways to beat teams. And it has shown in this postseason. He can outbig you because they're the biggest and longest team in the NBA. He can beat you at small ball because when they go small, they don't really go small. And everybody says, well, what do you mean? You just said they went small. Well, they go smaller, but their small lineup is bigger than your small lineup. They can switch on all screens, and the guys that play the four and the five are gifted enough athletically to chase smalls around the court. So when they go small, you are really, really challenged to have success because you're being guarded by people that are so much bigger than you are. And, you know, you look at the Golden State death lineup. It's Draymond Green. It's the two guards. It's Draymond Green. It's Harrison Barnes, and it's Iguodala. And, you know, so that's a small lineup. You know, the tallest guy on the floor, you know, there's not a lot of size there. You know, and it's an undersized Draymond Green playing center. Well, when the Oklahoma City Thunder come out with their version of the death lineup or their version of a small lineup, it's Serge Ibaka at center, who, unless you're truly playing one of these big, big centers, the Andre Drummonds, the Boogie Cousins, he's big enough to guard most of those centers without a problem. So you're actually going to have a size advantage. But he's athletic enough to chase smalls around on the perimeter when they switch things up. And with his ability to shoot the three, he's a tremendous floor spacing option. And guess who the four is in that lineup? It's Kevin Durant. Well, we all know how big he is. He's long and lean, and, you know, we all know the versatility of his game on the offensive end. But when committed to defense, like he has been in the postseason, as opposed to the regular season, where he took many nights off on the defensive end of the floor, you know, he can give a Draymond Green fits because of the 4 inches of height and 6 or 8 inches of reach advantage that he has. So that small lineup of the Oklahoma City Thunder pays such dividends because, number one, it's small without being small, and the bigger guys in that lineup are small enough on the defensive end that they can switch all screens, and those guys can guard small people. And it's paid major dividends in the last two games, in games 3 and 4, in the 25 minutes where that small lineup has been on the floor. They've outscored Golden State 91-35. So something that didn't work in the regular season, Billy Donovan found great success with in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think it points back to what you were talking about with that tactical competence that Sam Presti referred to. You know, it's all fine-tuning and experimenting and getting everybody on the same page. But I also think, and again, this isn't a knock fest on Scottie Brooks, but he was coaching two of the best players in the game, two of the top 10 players in the game. And so he did what a lot of coaches would do and a lot of successful coaches would do. When crunch time came around, he leaned exclusively on those two great top 10 players at the expense of everybody else on the court and everybody else on the bench. It paid dividends to a certain extent, but then they ran into a wall with it because they knew nothing else was coming out of this basketball coach. And Donovan, with all the things that you just described, has gotten everybody on the basketball team involved. And you know, when you look at championship teams, and I don't care what the sport is, sometimes in key moments, guys that you least expect it from are the guys that produce, hit the key home run, make the great fielding play, make the quarterback sack out of nowhere. You know, Mario Manningham down the sideline making one of the greatest catches in the history of football. Guys along those lines. Why? Because they're involved and their head's still in the basket in the particular sport. Well, he's done that with this basketball team. The lineups that he trots out there, yeah, they can go ISO. They can have Durant take the game over. They can have Westbrook take the basketball
and
game
that
over.
That still happens plenty, Bob. Don't kid yourself.
Right.
All of a sudden, don't think they've gotten completely away from ISO. They're still ISO, more ISO heavy than a lot of teams in the NBA.
But no question about it. But that's my point. Although they still do that, and they still do it to a great extent, it's not like the old days where it was going to be exclusively that. The other three guys on the court are still involved with what's going on, and they know that it may end up being their turn to take the key shot in the particular moment, and they're prepared for it. That's the difference between this coach and the previous coach.
I'll give you another difference. What did we talk about? Now, I'm going to ask this question and answer it because time is short, and then you can weigh in. What is the big thing that we talked about that Scotty Brooks couldn't do in addition to all the things you talked about? We talked about he could never develop a young big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he had a young Steven Adams, and I understand Steven Adams played 1 year at Pittsburgh, and he was extremely green when he came out of college, but athletically gifted, to be sure. But we've talked about it. They've never developed, you know, outside of the two stars who were already developed when Scotty Brooks got there, he never developed anybody. You know, they never developed any of these young pieces, and particularly young bigs. And it's a team that now thrives with its bigs. And for years, the bigs were the Achilles heel. Billy Donovan comes in, and Steven Adams has grown into one of the better centers in the NBA. Serge Ibaka has grown and evolved his game. Enes Kanter, and we haven't seen much of him in this series because, again, we do what works. Something different's working. We see different guys. But Enes Kanter, his defense throughout this postseason has been enough to keep him on the floor at crunch time. You know, it's really a team, other than lack of consistency from the two guards, that is without flaw in many ways. They're deep, they're talented, they're young, they're versatile, they're well-coached. And by the way, Billy Donovan's even found a way to make Andre Roberson an offensive asset because the Golden State Warriors, like a lot of teams, don't guard him. Billy Donovan has found a way to make the Golden State Warriors pay and pay in a major way for not guarding Andre Roberson, to the point where he's used those two much maligned two guards in Waiters and Roberson as part of that small lineup, and they've had great success, Bob.
Yep.
More of our Game 5 preview on the other side before we swing into all other things NBA. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking San Antonio, Oklahoma City, but specifically about the coaching that has gone on in the past and the present for Oklahoma City and why certain things have worked and why certain things have not worked, Joe. And you and I for years talked about the inability of Scotty Brooks to really develop any young players. You know, for me, it was going back to guys like Jeremy Lamb. You talked about what's going on now with the younger players as far as Billy Donovan being able to develop that and his inability to develop a big man, guys that were already in place when he got there, you know, and a great example of his lack of ability to do that. And again, it's not that he's a PP coach, you know, it's just that in certain instances, the fit isn't good. Look at what he just walked away from. There's one guy on that roster that's a true veteran presence in Ilyashova. Everybody else is a kid. And he wasn't a fit for that roster and walked away from it.
You mean Scott Skiles.
Skiles, excuse me. Similar circumstances. There's another guy that can't get it done, but the parallels are the same. There are certain coaches that fit in those situations and some that don't. And I think you made a great point. There's certain guys that you drop them into a veteran team, and I think they'll be fine. And these guys were established when Brooks was with that basketball team.
Well, he helped establish them. You know, they were already young veterans on the upswing, and he had success with them.
Yeah.
What he didn't do was get them over the top. What he didn't do was develop some of the young emerging talent. We saw those guys, some of them flame out. He certainly never developed the big, and now you look, they went from their pivot position and their front court guys, you know, in the power positions being a weakness. It's now one of their strengths, and clearly that's happened under the stewardship of Billy Donovan. We'll find out a lot more about Scotty Brooks now that he takes over the Washington Wizards. You know, there's young and developing talent there with some veteran presence. Let's see what Scotty Brooks can do. But I thought Sam Presti made it clear. Mm-hmm. The tactical competence was the word that he used. You know, I think you said it well in the last segment. They topped out under Scotty Brooks, and they weren't going to get over the top in the very demanding West unless they got something special out of their coach. Well, they went swinging for the fences, and it looks like they hit a home run with Billy Donovan. He is an incredibly special coach.
You know, and it's funny, pal. It again, I think Skiles falls into it. I think Brooks falls into it. I think Rambis falls into it to a certain degree, and that was my point. Some of these guys, you put him in a veteran situation, and now, as you said, with him going to Washington, he's in a situation now where these guys are actually established within the league. Some of their core guys are a bit long in the tooth, but the younger stars on that roster, they're now established within the league. Nobody questions the talents of John Wall. I think he's going to succeed there. I think he's going to do real well. Will he lead them to a championship? Nah, I don't know. I don't know if the roster is constituted as championship quality, but I guarantee you they're going to succeed and they're going to win a lot of basketball games under Scotty Brooks. But he needs that kind of situation and not the kind of situation he was in with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It just, you know, he just doesn't develop young players. And there's a few of those coaches around the league.
It's a fair statement, Bob. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at this Game 5, and one thing you're going to know about Golden State tonight, the sense of urgency will be there. You know, and it'll be there in a way that maybe we haven't seen on a night-in, night-out basis in the entire playoffs. Because if they lose tonight, the series is over. And for all the accolades that had been lauded upon them for the historic 73-win regular season, mm-hmm. we all know one thing. When you set a regular season win total record and don't go on to cap it with a championship, you are a footnote in the history of your sport. Whether it be the New England Patriots team that was undefeated, that lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, whether it be that Seattle Mariners team that set an American League record, single season, regular season record for wins, but lost to five games in the to the Yankees in the ALCS. You know, the list of teams like yeah. that goes on and on. There's a handful of them. What they end up becoming is footnotes in the history of their sport. They're never considered great. You know, they're never considered truly great teams. And their achievements are not really talked about except for their failings, as right. it were. So if there, well, so the sense of urgency, to be clear, is going to be there in a major, major way, and there'll be a big home court advantage at the Oracle. I expect the Golden State Warriors to come out and get off to a big, big start.
I completely agree. You know, the one thing, though, and the one caveat I will put on that is I think the regular season aspect of it does become a footnote. But let's not forget, this is still a team that has a ring and has a championship, unlike a couple of the teams that you mentioned that never got to the top, even though they had extraordinary regular seasons. And, you know, that's the one thing that Golden State, if, should they lose this series, which it looks like they probably will. You know,
but we'll
they,
talk about last year's team and not this
oh,
year.
No, well,
last
no
year's
question.
Team's the one with the ring. This year's team, again, is the footnote, much like there's a whole bunch of New England Patriots teams with that same core led by Tom Brady that have Super Bowl championships. The one that lost to the Giants does not, and that's why we don't talk about them. That's why they're the
well, yeah, but we still talk about their rings. And I think Golden State, unlike other teams that would have to blow it up if they would lose this series, they're not going to, and they can go to war next year, make a couple of tweaks, and probably be right there at the cusp of winning another championship. So, and, you know, it's a tough situation for them to be in. And they also, in many ways, Joe, have run into the perfect storm. I mean, Oklahoma City and Cleveland are two of the healthiest teams that are left standing and have been throughout the playoffs. Golden State, and I'm not making excuses for them, but they're not. And that's a fact.
And Bo gets hurt, and he's limited, and they can't use him to do some of the things that he does. And Steph Curry, say what you want.
Right.
You know, everybody can tell me he's fine, and he's not. And did I talk about this a couple of weeks back? As soon as he got hurt, then you tacked on Bogut. I said, they're not the favorites. They're not playing like it. They've lacked energy, and maybe their drive to 73 wins has sapped their energy. As we've talked about how long the NBA regular season can be. And as a result, what happens, and I'll make the fighter analogy again. A lot of times when you fight that hard in the regular season to achieve something, you end up spent before the second season, which is the playoffs. And, you know, they're in many ways like a fighter who peaked 2 weeks left in camp as opposed to peaking on fight night. He climbs into the ring and he's flat as a board. Now, a lot of it's been injuries. Steph not 100%, and he's getting completely dominated in this series on both ends of the court by Russell Westbrook, as Curry simply cannot defend Westbrook. He cannot make Biggs pay for coming out and guarding him. So they can say all they want that he's fine and just dealing with pain. He's not 100%. It's shown in his play. As a group, on a night-in, night-out basis, there's been a lack of energy at times with the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green, for the last several games, has not played well. And this Golden State Warriors team has not only been beaten at the Oklahoma City Thunder's game, they've been beaten at their own game yep. by the Oklahoma City Thunder. So while I think they'll find a way to win Game 5, and I expect a burst right out of the blocks from them tonight, when this thing goes back to OKC, there'll be the adjustments, and I expect at that point, the Oklahoma City Thunder will be too much for the Golden State Warriors. And just as I said at the beginning of this series, it will be the Oklahoma City Thunder series in six games.
Well, if that ends up being the case, then all credit to Oklahoma City. Steve Kerr is not making excuses. He said Steph's fine. We both know better. You know, he doesn't have the lateral movement on defense. Westbrook is just owning him. And the legs don't seem to be under him as much when it comes to making his shot, and his shooting percentage is off as well. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, and that's what I was referring to with perfect storm. You know, there's no the bigs for Oklahoma City are dominating to a certain point. Green is not playing up to capacity. Bogut's hurt, so they have no answer on the physicality as far as that aspect of it goes. And then you throw into what, in my opinion, is Steph Curry playing at 70%, which I'm figuring that's right about where he's at. And they can't match up. Now, like I said, to his credit, Steve Kerr isn't using that as an excuse. But my eyes don't lie, and I know that yours don't either. And we're seeing the better, healthier team right now dominate this series.
Well, give that healthier team an awful lot of credit. When, and again, I won't say if, I'll say when, because the Warriors are on their way to being a footnote in NBA history. When they dispatch the Golden State Warriors, this will be an Oklahoma City Thunder team that in one postseason charge to this point, will have dispatched a 67-win San Antonio Spurs team that probably could have won 70 if they kept their foot on the accelerator, and a team that set a single-season win record in the Golden State Warriors and was the defending NBA champions in one postseason. That's a pretty impressive job by the Oklahoma City Thunder. While it's been a perfect storm, they've had no easy path to the NBA Finals when and if they get there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, just this particular series, though, and it was the worst possible matchup. I mean, quite honestly, they would have been better off facing San Antonio. When you're seeing what's happening to San Antonio and all the years that we have talked about it, of Manu being done finally, and you know, Tim looks like he's finally going to step out the door, and he got exposed in a big way in the series against Oklahoma City. It in reality, had they faced up against San Antonio, we might be having a different conversation. Unfortunately for them, they ran into what is right now the best team out west, and that's the Oklahoma City Thunder. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well said, Bob. Game 5, 9 Eastern time on TNT. What do you say in the remaining couple of minutes? Joakim Noah, done with the Bulls or not done with the Bulls? You want to talk about journalism being a funny thing. Yeah, Chicago Tribune has an article that says no. And the Sun-Times out of Chicago says yes. Now, we all know that Noah and Fred Hoiberg do not have a great relationship. But there's a case that it's improved. You know, he didn't like being moved to the bench role. And then the story that Fred Hoiberg crafted, you know, to defend that, where he said Joakim Noah volunteered and asked to be moved to the bench role because he likes to play with Taj Gibson. And that upset Joakim Noah. I know there's some issues with the organization, but at the same time, he wants to be a one-team player, and he loves Chicago, and he's very ingrained in that community. But I think what I found most interesting about this, and you can weigh in on this on the other side and take us home here for the Thursday edition of the Attack. How do two newspapers in one town, one says he's done with the Bulls, that's the Chicago Tribune, and one says he's not done with the Bulls. One says he's not done with the Bulls, that's the Chicago Tribune. One says he is done with the Bulls, and that's the Sun-Times. I find that amazing.
I'll tell you how before we go to the break. One's talking to Joakim Noah, and the other one is talking to Fred Hoiberg.
All right, which one's talking to which?
That remains to be seen.
All right. Fair enough, Bob. We'll tie a bow around it for a Thursday on the other side. We're the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air today. Not always the easiest of tasks, but one last NBA as we go out the door here. It looks like the Memphis Grizzlies are offering the coaching job to Heat assistant David Fizdale. And, you know, again, the articles, and we're not in there, they're very respected according to what is being written. But, you know, no head coach track record. He's been an NBA assistant for 14 years. He's had, obviously, the championship runs with LeBron and Chris Bosh and all that kind of good noise. But he's one of those longtime guys that it looks like is finally going to get his opportunity to come in and put his stamp on a basketball team. And when you see that, and you see these guys who have paid their dues, some of them have played in the league, some of them haven't, but when they sit on that bench and, you know, you move up from the second row in the stands and you then you're the first row and then you're on the end of the bench and you slowly slide your way up towards the head coach, it looks as if David Fizdale is a guy who has paid his dues. And evidently, within the interview process, really impressed the Memphis Grizzlies, who are going to be more than likely in the midst of a rebuilding job, or at least a partial rebuilding job. And that's going to be a tough road for him to hoe in the always competitive NBA West. So we'll see how it plays over. But he's renowned as being a maniac. And it's you know, he's an intense dude who commands respect and hopefully is a very good judge of talent, because they're going to have to come in there and keep it on the same level. There's a lot of talent in this league, but more specifically, there's a lot of talent out west. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to Robert out on the West Coast for making sure it all works. Thanks to Joe, and thanks to you guys, the loyal listeners here of the Spano and Black Attack. Until we meet again, have a great day, everybody. We'll